Morning. We're seeing Chayyot of Kalam at Hay, and before we start Siman Hay, just add a few points about which the halacha talks about nighttime. There should be a person has in you know a kviyas itim kavata itim latar is one of the questions a person is asked after 120 years they come to Shemayim. So we understand that halacha that there should be a kviyas ace by yom and a kviyas ace by laila kavata itim. Is including a day and a night. So a person should be kaveya a time to learn by nighttime as well. And like the Pasuk says, Vegisa ba yomam v'laylo. Preferably, that limud should be in such a way that it's before you eat. Like we mentioned, the concern of eating before Maariv, the Gemara, when it talks about that, the Gemara says that person won't eat. So he'll go to Beis Medrash and he'll learn and he'll say Shema and he'll daven Maariv and he'll come home and then he'll eat and go to sleep. So it means Chazal recognized that the tendency of after a meal is a person is tired and he might fall asleep. So even if you daven Maariv first, so we don't have the actual iser of eating before a mitzvah, but the concern that a person might fall asleep, that's appropriate. A person is feeling weak or worn out, so he needs to eat something to be able to go learn. So that's fine, but he should make sure that he goes to learn as well afterwards. So we mentioned in the last year that lo nivra laila ela lashina. There's another Gemara that says lo nivra laila ela lagirsa. At nighttime is the time when a person is able to learn Torah. So in the winter where you have these long nights and there's not too much else to do, so a person's not ready to go to sleep over there. So clearly the Rosh Hashanah created the idea of nighttime to have a time where we're not busy with our avodah and we're able to our work, and we're able to have time to learn. So that's the mile of nighttime. Okay. If a person had a kavias to learn a certain amount of time per day, and he didn't do it yet, so it's brought down to halacha. It actually becomes a chayv upon the person. If he has a kavias, and this is what he normally does, he has a chayv to pay it back. So preferably, a person should pay that back at nighttime before he goes to bed. And if that's not possible, so you can't make up your kviyas of time for today, tomorrow. You can't use tomorrow's time slot for today. So a person should be mimekayim et balayla. There's an interesting question in regard to learning Torah shebiksav at nighttime. There's not a Gemara which says that there's an issue with it. Api Kabbalah, there's an issue with learning Torah Shebiksav B'Laila. Torah Shebiksav is given for Torah Shebal Peh. The Medrash says at the end of Parshas Mishpatim that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the har for 40 days and 40 nights. The Medrash says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know when it was day, when it was night? When the Bereshim learned Torah Shebiksav with him, he knew it was day. The Bereshim learned Torah Shebal Peh with him, he knew it was nighttime. So the Medrash is endorsing this concept that nighttime is for Torah Shebal Peh and daytime is for Torah Shebiksav. So Ravadia has a long tshuva about this issue of learning Tanakh at nighttime. He says if you're learning it together with Torah Shebal Peh, i.e. with Rashi or other Meforshim, that's not problematic. If a person just learn the Pesukim itself, that's an issue. In regards to saying Tillim at nighttime, so from a hug in regards to that, Tillim is Torah Shebiksav. So some people have an issue with saying Tillim at nighttime. Whatever Tillim they say, they should say by day. And some argue that since you're saying Tillim not as a limud but as a tefillah, it doesn't go under this umbrella of the concern of desire of Torah Shebiksav B'Laila. Now, Api Kabbalah, Leil Shabbos is not an issue to learn Torah Shebiksav. And Leil Shishi, Thursday night going into Friday, also, there's not an issue of learning Torah Shebiksav at nighttime. So that's minhag by many Hasidim, that Thursday night they would have a kviyas to learn Aruch HaKadosh on the Parsha. that is a key of this halacha, or this Kabbalistic concept of learning Torah Shabbat Laila, but it's not a problem on Thursday nights. Have a good day.